This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, many of you know we just finished 12 weeks in the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, a series called Prepped or Panicked about the Second Coming of Christ. It was right in the middle of that series that we had Father's Day 2013. Today and all this week, you're hearing excerpts from that message given on Father's Day this year. It's a powerful passage we study. In fact, several people said, I had no idea that scripture you read was in the Bible, because it's powerful in what it says about people who disregard and disrespect, have contempt for their parents. Listen and see what I mean. This man was talking about growing up in a Midwest church, and he said every year on Mother's Day, mothers were elevated, mothers were lauded, mothers were saints, and everything was done to praise moms. And he said when Father's Day came around at his church, at least, he said the minister beat up on the dads. You know, you guys aren't worth your salt, you guys aren't doing this, you're not doing that. And I could relate to that, because I think there's sometimes in our culture there is a tendency to do that. Not that mothers don't deserve the praise and adoration, but sometimes we do that on Mother's Day and then fathers are slammed. Well, today is not one of those messages. It's a message about young people, even adult children, listening to their fathers and taking the counsel of their fathers. And get this, showing respect for their fathers for this simple reason. The Lord takes very seriously the man or woman who shows a disregard for their mother or father in a way that'll blow your mind today when I read it to you. Most of you have not even read this verse, perhaps, how strongly the Lord feels about people who show disregard to their parents. We're going to read a passage of scripture out of the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs in the Old Testament that has things to do with living on the street. Psalms is a book about in the worship center, in the sanctuary. Proverbs is about living on the street. It's very practical. And I want you to hear some verses. My guess is some of you have never heard before, especially the latter verses I'm going to read, about the relationship between parents and their children, particularly even grown children to their parents. It's in chapter 23, beginning at verse 22. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old. Then chapter 30, verse 11. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There are those who are pure in their own eyes, yet are not cleansed of their filth. And then verse 17. The eye that mocks a father, that scorns an aged mother, will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley and will be eaten by the vultures. Now that's so graphic. I not only want you to listen to that again, I'm going to comment on it right away. The eye that mocks a father, that scorns an aged mother, will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley and will be eaten by the vultures. I read that to someone this week on the phone. They said, Randy, that's figurative. You know what I said? I sure hope so. I sure hope so that it's figurative. What that's talking about was a humiliating, and we don't understand it in our culture, but in the Middle East, they would understand that a humiliating death was to die outside with nobody covering your body. I'm being pretty graphic here, but that's what it was about. The most humiliating death was to die, you know, in the desert. Nobody there with you. Nobody there to prepare your body for burial. And the vultures come and do with you what they please. And that's the punishment. The Lord says in Proverbs, that's what happens to the man who mocks his father. God takes very seriously how we treat our parents. That's all, the message. You don't go home with anything else today. You say to yourself, the one thing I remember today is God takes seriously the disregard and disrespect and the despising of a parent.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.